All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear.
Make America great again.
The Big Mig.
Welcome back to the Big Mig Show. I am your host, Lance Migliaccio, with my co-host, George Ballantine, towards danger.
Proceed with caution, my friends. Proceed with caution. You know why? I'm in savage freaking mode right now.
Exactly. Beast mode, crazy news cycle. I went in this morning, wasn't sure, and then the day just took off. Unbelievable. As you guys know, we are the tip of the spear, so always looking for the latest stories, the most recent news, the facts, the evidence, and I have got a whopper tonight. I have actually done a bunch of research on a story that I'm not sure everybody has put all the pieces together or not. I think George and I may have been the first ones to do it. So if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. And on this show, you know we're going to do that each and every episode. To us, it's a uniparty in D.C. I don't trust either party at this time. There are a handful of good men and women in Washington, D.C., in Congress, but there are very few, and you're going to hear that when we talk about the FISA court warrant process that's now been voted and is on its way to the Senate by the House. We'll talk about it in a minute. But, of course, on this show, it's better to be hurt by the truth than comforted with a lie. So listen. What we want you to do is take this material, short form, long form, any way you care, take our links, take our social media, share it with all your friends and family members, and just tell them, look, at the end of the day, we're just trying to educate you. We're not going to fight for either side. We'll fight for people that have proved themselves to be good men and women, but we're not going to fight for anybody else. At the end of the day, we're going to out them here on this show. So don't count on the fact that we're not going to go on Republicans, and you're going to see tonight exactly what we're talking about as we talk about Republicans that have proved they are not part of the we, the people.
Yeah, take it
all. They have decided that they're going to operate above the law. I want to thank our sponsors first, as always, because these guys make this show possible. Of course, seaofmud.com, patriotic apparel. Men, women, children, they've got coffee mugs. They've got coolers. They've got coffee cups. They've got all kinds of other swag. Get over there. Kyle, the owner, is a great American patriot. You got to want to find him. His name is Kyle Conforti. You definitely want to follow Sea of Mud on all social media platforms. The guy's a patriot. He sells the Big Mig swag on top of that. Of course, we appreciate that. And of course, if you use the promo code TheBigMig, you'll get the best price available. And all that is for us to track. Do me a favor, support this guy. Go over there, buy some shirts, buy something, buy some gifts for your family, buy a Big Mig hoodie, a long sleeve or a short sleeve, any of that stuff, because obviously that helps us and supports the show. Of course, as always, Beard Vet Coffee. I'm slugging down about number 7 or 8. I got up at about 5:30 a.m. this morning,
and
I've been on it since. The coffee thing, I can't help myself. I'm in full attack mode. So let me say this to you. What's really important is you want to go over there, same thing. At Beard Vet Energy, as always, and don't forget, the new 2.5-pound bulk baby bag. Grind yourself.
No. This is the baby. I called it first. I got the baby.
Well, right. This is a twin because this is 2.5 pounds of luxury, fresh ground, fresh roasted.
You know
what
you got right there? You got the chunky monkey.
Okay, let me say this to you. Every flavor, every process, two pounds for $24.99. You grind it fresh. Great idea. And they've got every flavor. And of course, they've got the lazy man's version, the Keurig, which, you know, that's my go-to because I'm just too lazy to grind. Probably should get into it, but I don't. They've also got Beard Vet Tactical. So Beard Vet Energy, Beard Vet Tactical. Beardvet.com, the Big Mig, all caps. Go over there, support these guys. They are coming out with all kinds of products, and they put their money where their mouth is. They support the candidates. They support veterans. It's a veteran-owned company. These guys are great guys. So get over there, get it down, and get it done. support them. And of course, last, our friend General Flynn, still number one on Amazon, blowing up across the country. His movie's on fire.
Wait,
My hat's off to him. So well deserved. George has got the big layout there behind him. That's flynnmovie.com/thebigmig. We are refusing to take any affiliate fees. All that will do is get you the best deal and let them know that we're sending people to him. We're not taking any money from General Flynn. I'll be damned if I'm going to. flynnmovie.com/thebigmig, but let him know that the Big Mig team sent you when you get over there. Of course, you can do meet and greets. He's going all over the country. He's going to be in Vegas next week. I know that because George and I are going to be in Vegas. Wow. We're going to the National Audio Broadcasters event. Of course, we're going to the Constitutional Sheriff Liberty Convention event. Mike Lindell, General Flynn.
Boone Cutler.
Wayne Root, Boone Cutler. The lineup's crazy. We're going to be there. We're probably going to be on stage a little bit. Not sure exactly when we're going to be speaking, but we're going to be there if you want to meet us in person. If you'd like to come by and get an autograph or just meet us in person, we're going to be doing that. At the end of the day, last item, don't forget to join the X community. We've got a ton of interviews. Next week, we're kind of taking a light load. We won't have as many interviews next week, but the following week, we're going to be slammed. We got big interviews. We got CIA whistleblowers. We've got government contractors. Where do you see the lineup for next week? It's explosive. So listen, share, like, subscribe, thumbs up, take the content, get out there. If you can afford to do a paid subscription, please do. You can subscribe to us over on Twitter at the Big or X at the Big Mig Show. And of course, you can subscribe on Locals and Rumble. We are big Locals and Rumble supporters because now they are really getting behind the Big Mig Show, which is exciting for us. And we are excited to be part of that team. It's a big deal for us. At the end of the day, we appreciate all the people that have supported us and the people that helped us go to the event. We know who you are, and you guys really matter to us. I won't name names because I know a lot of you guys like to just make the donations and not let anybody know. But those donations do go right to that. We don't take a dime out of this show at this point. We are continuing just to build the studios, and we're going to the NAB so we can look at the newest equipment, the newest animation, the newest of everything, so we can just keep running down the pike and coming at you with the best of the best. George, you were super excited in this text. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. You said you got some breaking news.
Lance,
what's up, brother?
I do. You know, our good friend Roger Stone sent a video to us, and he's coming out with his new big thing. And I have to say, I'm liking it. I'm liking this a lot. Dark horse candidate for Donald Trump.
Dark horse candidate?
Donald Trump's VP is none other than my friend, our friend, Devin Nunes.
Boom. Now, boom, boom, boom. I love that possibility. George, I love that possibility.
So do I. You want to know why? Because he's a man of his word, integrity, and you know what? He took on all them liberals with that fake Russian hoax. He was the one that blew it up on them. If it wasn't for him, and actually, Cash Patel, too, I think, worked with him on it. But Devin Nunes put the hammer down. He didn't fold to anybody. He didn't care what the media was saying, nothing. He was cared about what's good for this country. So you know what, Devin Nunes? I know you follow me on True Social. Thank you. But we got you back 100%. I support pick for VP.
I hope this goes. I agree with this choice. What do you have from Roger? How did you get it? Was it a text message or what?
It's a video. You know what, Lance?
Cool.
I'm going to play the video for everybody.
Let's play it. Let's let them see it.
I'm going to. Hold on. I'm putting it up right now. Here we go. Oh, you know what, Lance? Hold on. Let me just make sure I did this right because it's a last minute thing.
Okay.
We're good. Okay,
so
here we go.
We're ready? On the production fly and we're catching the latest and the newest and the greatest.
It just came like while our intro was going. So here we go.
New name that has focused, that has surfaced. And it's one I really like for a couple reasons. First of all, in choosing a vice president, you need somebody who has the experience, the temperament, the judgment to actually, God forbid, be president if that were necessary. Devin Nunes demonstrated that. 20 years in the Congress, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He's the one who got to the bottom of and exposed the entire Russian collusion hoax. He was a dairy farmer before he came to Congress. He can talk to farmers. He comes from working class background. He's Portuguese, which I argue, since it's on the Iberian Peninsula, is Hispanic. I don't want to quibble about that, but the point is he's the American success story. He's tough as nails. He's sure-footed. He's got enough experience with the jackals in the fake news media. He's not going to make mistakes as your running mate. And the president trusts him 100% as he should, because he's proven himself. He's been through the fire. So I like Devin Nunes as a kind of a late starter.
You know, Lance, I just want to add something more about Devin Nunes, too, because Trump picked him to run True Social, and he's been doing a great job. You know, it's on point. They now they got their funding, so they're going to continue building it. You know, it was all about funding because you need money to build things. So, you know, he trusted him with that. So why not? I mean, there's nothing
at the end of the
there's
day.
Nothing, there's nothing bad out there on him. Have you heard anything ever?
I think he's a God-fearing man. I think he's a family man. I think that if something ever happened to Donald Trump, God forbid, I believe he's capable of being the president of the United States. He could easily step into that role. He showed his leadership skills. He showed his integrity, his loyalty through the process. I think he's one of the top choices I have heard floated out there. I don't know how far along it is, but if I was asked for my vote right at this moment, I would obviously tell Donald Trump and his team that Devin Nunes is a fantastic choice. I think he's a popular guy, and I think he never didn't expose the truth when he was in D.C. I never questioned whether or not he was the guy that he said he was. So my opinion, fantastic choice. I'd love to see that at this moment. There's nobody else that has come up at all that I think is even close. And finally, Donald Trump is picking a choice that hopefully he's making himself. And the other thing is, after the DWAC got approved by the SEC, Devin Nunes is flush. That guy is worth millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars now. So, and I like that. I like having a candidate that's worth a lot of money, that did it the old-fashioned way. He earned it, that he didn't get it from dark money, foreign money, super PACs, you know, NGOs, foundations, or any of the graft that comes from insider trading and the rest of it. So fantastic. Self-made millionaire that obviously is aligned with the thinking of Trump. I love it. Let's go.
I got an idea.
Let's go.
Lance.
Devin Nunes, let's go.
I got an idea. So everybody that's watching right now, do me a favor. Under the video in Rumble, under the more section, put in the comments there what you think. Do you support Devin Nunes as Trump's VP? Because I'm going to take this video. Devin Nunes, I'm sending you this video because you know what? I think you should come on the Big Make Show. Let's talk about it. Tell the people what's going on. You know, you can't beat this show. We got
you. I agree. Devin, you need to come on the Big Mig Show. We've been with you on True Social from the very beginning. We helped you onboard literally hundreds and hundreds of people. We brought over numerous VIPs, including Gina Carano and others that I won't go into. But at the end of the day, we've been there. In fact, George and I helped you write the VIP onboarding policy over there at True Social. We have been there from the get-go. Come on the show. Give us an interview. We love you, bro. We appreciate everything you've done on True Social. So there you go.
You know, it's funny. In the beginning, before this was even open to the public, they were just testing out. It was like the second week.
And
it was Friday night and was going back and forth in a post and comments. And Devin Nunes goes, come on, I want to put this to the test. Let's see what this can do. And I go to him. I'm like, all right, Devin, you bought that. Let's go. Let the memes commence. And we just started memeing, throwing stuff up.
Memes. And we brought all the train people over who brought over literally thousands of people to the platform. I think we've been there from the get-go. I think we deserve an interview, Devin. And we appreciate you. And we're behind you if you run for VP.
Yeah. You can even bring Dan Scavino if you want.
Please bring Dan Scavino. I'd love it. Maybe he'll make a meme exclusively for the Big Mig. We know his memes always go viral, as simple as they are. Because at the end of the day, Scavino is one of the other people around Donald Trump that I trust implicitly for a number of reasons. He's the right guy. So listen, George, let's get cranking because we've got a lot to cover tonight.
We do.
Let's get into, throw up the thumbnail just to set the tone. So for those of you who don't know, Project Diffuse, I dug in the last 24 hours deep. It appears there's a serious connection. You probably heard it from Rand Paul. Fauci had secret meetings with the CIA, and the Echo Health Alliance has been directly connected to the top level of people in the Fauci circle. We're going to get into that tonight, and I call it the unholy union. So, as you guys know, Rand Paul just came out. He said he's investigating Fauci for secret off the books, and that's exactly how I described it, secret off the books trips to the CIA before COVID-19. At the end of the day, there's no reason for them to be secret unless there's something worth hiding, correct? So he intends, as usually, Rand Paul, you know him, he gets on to something. He's a red-nosed pit bull. He doesn't stop. I trust Rand Paul. I trust his father. They're one of the couple in D.C. that I think are legit. So he's going to investigate the origins, as he's already talked about. But a lot of people don't know about this grant submission and the project called Diffuse. And I'm going to explain to you guys why it's important. We're going to get into a little scientific rhetoric. And obviously some of these terms even were new to me. So I'll try to do my best to explain them to you. Of course, I'm not a medical doctor, but I will explain how this appears to be the real COVID origin. What I can't understand is why the hell they never even need to talk about this. Normally, so everybody understands scientific grants. This one was submitted to DARPA. DARPA obviously is connected to lots of agencies, including Graphica, which is a CIA unit that raises money and invests money and capitalizes projects that they don't want the American public to know about. I can't figure out why anybody would want to do what's listed in this grant at all. But at the end of the day, a lot of times when you apply for a grant, and I read about a lot about grants in the last couple of hours, that normally all the science that's in the grant has already been processed. They just want to scale it up, but they already know that they're able to do what it is. So this is a leaked grant proposal. George, throw up the media. This is the cover of the grant. And later on, we're going to take the PDF and kind of scroll you through it. We'll put the link in the chat. George can do that. But this is the front page of the grant that was submitted. It's called Project Diffuse, Diffusing the Threat of the Bioborne Coronavirus. Now, you understand that bats have been in existence, obviously, for thousands of years. We've never had a problem of any person catching coronavirus from them. And all of a sudden now they have this major concern that bats are going to give us coronavirus.
Huh? Again?
My first statement on that is bullshit. These animals and how they're being modified in the labs and how they're taking this gain of function research that we know that's Fauci's bag. It's garbage. At the end of the day, you've seen the WHO documents. You've seen the WEF documents on this show. You know we've outed lots of stuff showing that this is all part of a pandemic, plandemic. Probably the first one was a test. Who knows what the next one will be? Is it going to be bird flu? Is it going to be disease X? We've talked about a lot of it. So this proposal was rejected by DARPA, but that does not mean that DARPA didn't hand it off to one of the other agencies they're connected to. And it doesn't mean that what was in this grant wasn't already scientifically proven and tested, because that's what they do on grants, because they want to be able to prove the science and then they want to be able to scale it up. In this case, what this grant outlines is the insertion of human-specific cleavage sites into the SARS-related bat coronavirus. And in a little bit, I'll describe to you what that cleavage is, but I'm going to give you the easy version of it. That is what allows a virus to access human cells. That's what the virus does. So this was written by a U.S.-based nonprofit. And up until a couple of days ago, it had kind of been swept under the rug that there was a direct connection to Fauci. We heard about it in June of last year, and I'll explain how we heard about it. It came out, but I checked around for a lot of the news was smaller sites. None of the big ones covered it, which doesn't surprise me. But everybody wants to probably argue that Echo Alliance doesn't have a connection to Fauci. But in fact, it does. So DARPA obviously provides evidence that the group was working, or at least planning to work, on what I would consider a really risky area of research. You know, and among the scientific staff, this group described in its proposal, which was rejected, listen to this now, was the creation of a full-length infectious clone of bat SARS-related coronaviruses and the insertion of a tiny part of the virus known as the proteolytic cleavage site. And I'll get you the information on that. That type of cleavage sites is what allows, and it's called fern. It's an interact with fern, an enzyme expressed in human cells. So this is a fern cleavage access. And you're like, oh, what the hell is that, Lance? Well, I'm going to explain that. Give me one sec here. But they take the genetic code of the coronavirus that caused this pandemic, and it was sequenced is what it looks like. And scientists have puzzled over the fern cleavage. Like, how did that happen? That's not a naturally occurring event. So the feature on that spike protein in the virus had never been seen in SARS bat coronavirus. They'd never seen it before. So how the hell all of a sudden did it happen? A lot of people tried to say, oh, it was random. There are lots of people, especially in the international community, that have argued that, no, in fact, it wasn't RIM. So fern is a protease, okay? It's an enzyme activated by a substrate presentation that in humans and other animals is encoded by the fern gene. Now, what that means is the fern cleavage, it's critical, right? So for all viral diseases, just about all of them, HIV, Ebola, influenza, H5, H7, and many others, you have to have that fern cleavage because that enables the virus to more efficiently bind and release its genetic material into a human cell. Yeah, that's exactly what you just heard. So this fern cleavage appears to have been what this grant proposal was all about that got leaked. Now, that's one of the reasons the virus is so easily transmissible and harmful, is because it has this fern cleavage. And before this, bats didn't have that. We'd never had any problems with bat disease like that. Rabies, yes, but never this, never the coronavirus. So this is a major focus, and it's been a heated debate across the world. Some people said, well, that couldn't have happened randomly. Other groups that I believe, the WHO, the CDC, and others said, oh, it had to be a random event. We've seen more and more evidence that it wasn't a random event. So if you look at the big picture here, right, SARS coronavirus emerges in Wuhan, right, and it's got this novel cleavage site already in it. So in 2018, they had pitched inserting the novel cleavage sites into the novel SARS coronavirus in the lab. Now, this tips the scale, right? I mean, does it not? I think it should do that for many other scientists who have been arguing it doesn't happen, because everybody was wondering, well, where did this research happen? They never were able to connect it to the Wuhan lab, even though they know that they were involved in it. So you have to believe that many people that thought the virus, you know, that this pandemic emerged from a laboratory, it's unlikely that this particular sequence of amino acids that make up the fern cleavage would have occurred naturally. And that's the argument. Well, here you go, guys. Here's the connection. It didn't occur naturally. These sons of a bitches created it in a freaking lab. Now, this is a complex feat of genetic engineering, but still, when you look at the article and what's going on with it, there's 20 different, it's not three scientists that have now talked about it. And prior to this, there was no evidence of prior research at the Wuhan Institute involving this artificial insertion of a complete fern cleavage. So now all of a sudden, a possible transmission chain is now logically consistent, and it wasn't before. Throw up media too, George. Here's one of the scientists saying the rejected Wuhan research project hints at origins of pandemic. Now, this is all just starting to come out. But we put together the pieces connecting what happened. Now, what was the CIA secret meetings about? Of course, the CIA is not going to tell us. Hopefully, Rand Paul will be able to get that information and get it out to us. But why would the CIA be involved with Dr. Fauci at all? Let's face it. That in itself is suspicious. We already know that. So I think this proposal describes this process of looking for this novel fern cleavage sites and bat coronaviruses and being able to insert it to test it. Now, why would you need to do that, George? Do you think this is not insane that they're even going to modify a virus that they know is potentially dangerous and now weaponize it in a way that now giving it a tool to access human cells?
I mean, listen, there's only one logical reason why they're doing this. They just want to try to depopulate us, control us. I mean, it didn't work the first time. It worked in some ways it worked for them. You know, getting rid of small businesses, trying to see how far they can get with us with masks and all these regulations, stay home. But now if they make something that is more intense, they'll be like people, like all those people that believed them the first time are going to believe them the second time. Hopefully not. But they should, there's no reason for them to be bringing this in a lab, trying to engineer it even more. For what? There's no reason for it. That's when you actually have issues. That's when we have problems.
Well, the leak of this document now kind of shifts the whole terrain of the debate, right? Because before, they couldn't figure out that piece. They couldn't figure out that part of the virus that was giving access to the humans. They couldn't figure the crossover. But now we know they were actually designing it, at least in 2018, might have started the research in 2015 or 16, which to me is ridiculous. Now, DARPA's response, which, you know, that's the Department of Defense. You guys know what DARPA is, I assume. So its regulations prevent it from confirming that it had reviewed the proposal. So they're denying it. And they said, and here's their quote, since Echo Health Alliance may or may not be the direct source of the material in question, and we are precluded by federal acquisition regulations from divulging bidders or any associated proposed details, we recommend that you reach out to them to confirm the document's authenticity. What's up, George?
All right. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to shut all the streams down except for Rumbles and Locals because they're only one support us. I forgot to shut them down. Oops. Here we go.
Oh, I thought you did. You might want to run over to LinkedIn and delete that because they're going to have a heyday with what I just said.
I can't go to your account and delete it.
Oh, man.
It's all right. Do it on commercial break. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay. So the Telegraph reported that it confirmed the document's legitimacy with a former member of the Trump administration. So we know it's legitimate, and that's the Daily Telegraph that did that. So now you're saying, let's go to it. What's the connection of Fauci to Echo Health, who actually produced that document? Well, today, Echo Health Alliance email release confirms, they released them just today, that Fauci aide used private account to discuss COVID. What does that mean? That the Fauci aide that was on government emails, that was supposed to be doing all his work on government emails because he was a government employee through Dr. Anthony Fauci, did in fact discuss using private back channels to talk about COVID and many other things that he did not want people, which he specifically states in here, but let me give you the details. So Echo Health Alliance voluntarily released private emails on Friday. And they confirmed that top aide of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Director Anthony Fauci, used his personal email account on Gmail. Now you ask yourself, why would Morins, that's his name, Dr. Morins, do that? So in these exchanges, and this came out in a House subcommittee that I've got some of the information on, and we've got the actual emails that I dug up. On the coronavirus pandemic, former National Institute of Health employee Gerald Kush, regarding several of his email exchanges with Fauci's advisor, David Morins, and Echo Health President, Peter Daszak. So these emails, I think they're notable because they corroborate a lot of the allegation by congressional Republicans that the NIAID officials have violated federal record statutes. So this is criminal. When you're a government employee, you're not supposed to talk about government business on private emails. At the end of the day, that is a crime. It's much of what Hillary Clinton did, that then she ended up destroying her hard drive so it would not be touched. So Morins had repeatedly denied those accusations, you guys. So this is a big deal. He said that never happened and that he had forwarded government records to his personal email address to circumvent. And he said he didn't forward government emails to circumvent Freedom of Information Act's requests and other oversight. So listen to this. This is very specific. There was an email by Echo Health dated April 26, 2020 and timestamped at 3:32 p.m., which you guys know we bring the receipts. We've got that email.
Put it up. Here we go.
Daszak and Morins highlights that he will communicate with Morins via Gmail from now on, confirming that Morins requested to discuss COVID-19 on non-government platforms only. I understand exactly what you're saying in your email. I agree and will follow this line exactly. That comes from the head of Echo Health, Daszak. And it's Eco Health. I'm saying Echo, but it's Eco Health. Eco Health did not publish the email sent from Morins to Daszak that prompted this response. Morins has already been under investigation by the subcommittee. You guys know that. And the National Archives and Records Administration. Now, they should have already filed charges because they already knew about this in June. Of course, when I started to look around for it, a lot of this was not out there. And I think it's important to really be aware of what's going on. So the House Oversight Committee, George, did you show all three pieces?
No, you didn't ask for it, Lance.
Oh, Media 4 then and Media 5. This is the rest of the email.
Testing. Here we go. There's one.
Mm-hmm. Now, the subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic chairman, Brad Wenstrup, led a transcribed interview of David Dr. Morins, and he was a top advisor, obviously, to Fauci. That six-hour testimony centered on allegations that Dr. Morins deleted COVID-19 origins material and used his personal email to avoid the Freedom of Information Act during the pandemic in emails revealed by the Select Subcommittee last year. So here's what he said, Morins. Here's a direct quote. I always try to communicate over Gmail because my NIH email is FOIA'd constantly, and I will delete anything I don't want to see in the New York Times.
Well, that's the whole point of it there, buddies.
Yeah. Over Gmail, my NIH email is FOIA'd. Yeah, that's why it's there, Dr. Morns. That's why FOIAs are there, so that we can keep an eye on low-life liars like you. So you got to think about the key takeaways on this. Morins, you know, the Echo Health president, Peter Darzak, is a close friend to Dr. Morins. He said that. So you guys keep that in mind. I think at the end of the day, you have to really be paying attention to what's going on here. We're going to take a short break. We're going to bring you more bombs when we come back, and we're going to make some more connections. Don't go anywhere, Big Mafia listeners and subscribers. We appreciate you guys. This is a big story. You're going to want to share this with a lot of people. At the end of the day, tip of the spear. We'll be right back after the break.
And don't forget to hit the thumbs up, the like button, subscribe, and share. We'll be right back.
If we lose freedom...
Oops.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound. Brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.
Welcome back to the Big Mig Show. Here with your hosts, Lance Migliaccio and George Ballantyne, bringing you the tip of the spear. Don't forget our sponsors, Sea of Mud, Patriotic Apparel, Beard Vet Coffee. So go to seaofmud.com, beardvet.com, get your coffee, get your patriotic shirts, use the coupon code THEBIGMIG in all caps, and get your little discount there. Can't beat it. Support American made. Support American companies. Veteran owned. Just support them. Go and buy something, will you? Help us out. Anyways, so let's get back to this Fauciness. Because, you know, we've been going through this for now, a few years now, exposing him. People, you know, like you said earlier, Lance, Rand Paul's on him. You know what? Rand Paul's been on him for a long time, and we never get... I don't see Fauci in cuffs. I don't see Fauci in Gitmo. That's what I want to see. I want to see, you know, there needs to be consequences.
But we don't get that.
At the end of the day, I think there's many guilty parties. I think we're looking at a conspiracy case. It's concurrent criminal enterprise, in my opinion.
And now we
it's
got
racketeering.
Yeah.
And when you take now you have to understand that Eco Health Alliance is a nonprofit, and supposedly their mission is to prevent pandemics. They use taxpayer dollars to fund dangerous gain of function research.
And in China.
I mean, think about what we're talking about here. And they were involved. They have relationships with the Wuhan Institute. And the subcommittee knows this. They already had it. And Morin's, it says that Fauci is his mentor. He also, Dr. Daszak, who's in charge of that group, said that Morin's is his mentor. Now, think about this. Even though Fauci kind of conceded that the lab leak hypothesis is not a conspiracy theory, he never takes ownership and he never acts like he's got anything to do with it. He just said, well, it's a real possibility, blah, blah, blah. Now, there's a lot of evidence that's now pointing that, in fact, they were all involved in it. I mean, obviously, there's lots more details here. And using a Gmail account to avoid using your government email account, much like Joe Biden did, and much like Hillary Clinton did, and much like many other members of Congress have done, is illegal. You're not supposed to do any of your business, or government emails on servers that aren't secure. And in fact, even though it's Gmail, it doesn't matter. They might argue that's secure. It's still it's against the law to do that. Now, listen. So the Washington Examiner, they actually have confirmed all this, that the subcommittee, and that they didn't have these text email exchanges yet, that the subcommittee hadn't seen all these, although they had seen some of them. Now, these emails have been published now, so it's going out there. And you have to think about the risk of taking this coronavirus and weaponizing it and modifying it like they did. Think about the biosecurity concerns. Now, that's why supposedly DARPA didn't fund it. We don't really know that because DARPA doesn't want to give any information on this, you know. But clearly, now we've got news that supports that Eco Health Alliance was appropriately communicating with senior staff at the NIH, but that the NIH staff was not doing it correctly, right? I mean, and you have to look at the way this all ties together. It's pretty ugly. And it's and of course, this guy comments, listen to this. Daszak wrote to Morin's and Koosh in April of 2020 email stream that heightened public scrutiny of his organization. He said, it's a brutally stressful issue on just about every level, meaning that people, we are being targeted. Follow this quote, George. You're going to love this one. We are being targeted by extremists. He's probably referring to the Big Mig show. Supported by the president, Donald Trump, who is shockingly ignorant. Now, she's talking about Trump right now. Shockingly ignorant and unconcerned about the damage of his actions have to people's lives and our own U.S. national security, Daszak wrote. Extremists? You guys were doing exactly what all of us were worried about. How are we extremists for catching you? Now, they submitted this. DARPA, of course, rejected it, saying five other groups to preempt the initiative, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it goes on to say that they you know, they don't know what happened beyond that, but they can't talk about it. So when you start really thinking that these ties into during the same time period, the Daily Mail is the one to expose it. It's that Fauci, the former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, maintained a cordial relationship with the CIA. Why would Anthony Fauci be involved with the alleged, they're not, premier intelligence organization in the United States, supposedly? Fauci, and this has been claimed that Fauci frequently made off the books. That means he wasn't being entered into the visitor's log at the CIA. They were somehow bringing him in without those visits being acknowledged. Now, of course, the CIA is still in denial. They say that COVID-19 is from animals. They don't want to look at any of the real information. Of course, it doesn't fit their narrative. The pandemic probably originated from a leak at the Wuhan lab. They'll mention that, but they won't talk probably. About what the connection is.
Not probably. It did. Let's not get probably. Yeah. It did leak. You know, Lance.
Now, here's a whistleblower from the CIA. It says that the scientific committee that was commissioned, now listen to this, George, this is all part of the investigation of Dr. Anthony Fauci, says that the scientific committee that was commissioned to look into the origins of the virus actually voted 6-1 that it came from the lab, but that they were overruled by their superiors at the CIA. Paul characterized, and this is the whistleblower, the agency's change in position and its clandestine discussions with Fauci as suspicious. Yeah, suspicious as you know what. George, you believe this stuff?
No.
I mean, is it just me? I'm like, are you kidding me with the way these guys, these agencies and these nonprofits are operating so rogue?
You know, I was thinking, and like, why the hell is America doing anything, especially with a bioweapon, with the CCP? Think about that. They're probably one of our biggest threats.
It's a good point.
And they're doing business with the CCP on a bioweapon, an engineered bioweapon that we know put out on the world, actually. And now they're continuing to do it, and they continue to lie. All these agencies, I mean, they all got to be taken out. I mean, that's it.
Get ready. And I want the audience to pay attention to the next thing I'm going to do. This same CIA whistleblower that's now talked about the Fauci visits that Rand Paul has made a connection with. So this is on Tuesday. He revealed that the CDC and 14 other agencies were fully aware of a proposal from the Wuhan lab in 2018. That's not the Diffuse Project, because that was prior to that, which aimed to create a novel coronavirus similar to the one responsible for COVID-19. That means the CDC and the other 14 agencies knew about this in 2018. He said that Fauci almost certainly knew about the Chinese lab's intent to create a novel coronavirus, since NIAID was a partner on the proposal for the Diffuse Project sent to the U.S. DARPA that outlined how the Wuhan lab intended to manipulate known viruses with spike proteins of novel viral strains. How much more evidence do we need before we're going to lock these lowlifes up? I don't understand. What does it take to unify the country so we stop all this infighting and we direct all our energy not on Donald Trump, not on a guy that's trying to save the country, not on General Flynn, not on Roger Stone? Let's focus on the real bad guys. These are the bad guys. George, am I right? I mean, this is stuff that affects everybody's family. How could this not piss you off? No matter what side of the aisle you're on.
Lance, when you dug up this story and put all these things together, you gave me just a great idea just now. Great idea. We have enough information on Fauci. There's enough information here on Fauci. Why don't we, everybody, get together and do a class action lawsuit against him? Why not? What do you guys think? Class action lawsuit against Fauci? We all get in it for all our losses? Everything you lost, like economic, family, friends, anything.
Yeah, freedom. You lost your cousin.
I think so.
They killed your cousin. At the end of the day, look at this. So this same whistleblower says that in January and February of 2020, Anthony Fauci was in a briefing. And they were briefed on the fact that the Wuhan lab was going to do this. And during that briefing, do you think that Anthony Fauci stood up and said, hey, I know about this. Hang on a minute. I've got information. There was this project called Project Diffuse that I'm aware of. Oh, no. No, he didn't. He doubled down and he got a bunch of people to say the opposite. So there's got to be something massive hiding with the CIA involvement. 15 agencies, Wuhan Lab, Diffuse Project, Echo Health Alliance, all prior to any of the pandemic being released, with modifications to the virus. So Paul also mentioned about biomedical weapons research that was listed in the NIAID budget. And they saw a significant increase into that biomedical weapons research during Fauci's leadership. We're talking massive stuff. Now, George, we've got the entire Diffuse proposal. I'd like to give the link to our audience so they can share it with people. But can we pull up that and just kind of scroll through it a little bit to let people see how complicated this was?
I have a quick question, because somebody just brought this up.
Please.
They asked, doesn't Fauci have some kind of immunity? So I just said this, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't have immunity if he lied, deceived, and murdered, because that's what he did. But does he have any immunity?
Okay, so obviously the experimental vaccine, when it comes to the big pharma, they got that approval. But remember this, there's a thing in law for the audience, and it's fraud vitiates everything, which means fraud cancels out all other prior contracts in a relationship. In the case of government officials, they have a thing that they have given themselves called sovereign immunity. Sovereign immunity basically means that in their operation as a government official, they can't be sued unless, when you're a government official and you operate with misfeasance, nonfeasance, and malfeasance, and knowingly lie, knowingly violate the laws of the United States, and knowingly participate, in this case, with members of the CCP at the Wuhan lab, with governments in actions that are not part of what the U.S. government is involved in or has approved, you lose your sovereign immunity. So no, my argument would be that Dr. Fauci does not have sovereign immunity, that he does not have any kind of exclusion or any guarantees. At this point, even a letter from the president of the United States giving him a get out of jail free card, meaning that he was allowed to operate like this, wouldn't do that, because when you start to commit crimes on the statutes and you as a government official violate what the obligation and what is outlined as your role, this is what Fauci's done. He's lied to everybody. We're starting to connect all the pieces. Now, do we have a congressional group that is going to do anything about it? Unlikely. That's the problem. We're down to we the people. That's why we have to unify, because I don't care if you're a liberal, conservative, or a Democrat. They killed your family members. A lot of people are still going to have consequences from the vaccine. They killed your family members. They killed your friends. They ruined your businesses. And they undermined the entire country, and they knowingly did it. We've got 15 agencies that are complicit based on this information. George, throw up that proposal so they can see the complexity of this document.
We're still here with it, Lance. I got you, bro. Come on.
Oh, boom. There's a new production window. I like it, George. Nicely done, brother.
You got
it. So scroll through that just a little bit. Just scroll up. You're going to want to find this document. If you dig online, you can find it, or you can grab it out of our chat. This story and the pieces that are connecting together, I'm sure, is going to get much bigger. It's not like I'm a genius. A lot of this stuff was open source. I did a lot of digging around and get the letters and the rest of it. There was a letter that I thought I had grabbed for you, but there's a congressional letter when they're actually accusing this morons of not. Well, I think we have the subcommittee link up there, but you'd have to scroll all the way back up. George, I don't know if you want to do it. I'll tell you where it's at, though, if you want to go grab the link. And this is
the other one.
Well, there's a link up there. Hang on a minute. Let me find it for you. It's the subcommittee investigation, and that's got all the letters in it.
Oh, well, hold on, Lance.
Pretty interesting. And that's the subcommittee telling, oh, the Oversight House government, it's up there. It's above Media 3. It doesn't have a number on it, so I think you missed it.
Oh, I might have.
Not a big deal. There was a lot of media in this thing. It's complicated. And I was digging, and I was trying to give the best pieces to our audience.
Hold on.
So this includes the subcommittee in June notifying Dr. Morns that he'd been caught lying. Now, you tell me why June to now nothing's been done. Why isn't Anthony Fauci in shackles? Let's throw that link into the chat. Let's give him that also.
Yeah, I'm going to fix it right now for us so they can see. Hold on.
Yeah.
Give me a second. I'm trying to get us in this.
Now, you guys should all be calling your congressional representatives in D.C., House and Senate members, and tell them how you feel about this. You've got the evidence. You could go, of course, send them the link for the Diffuse Project. You could send them the link to the subcommittee hearing. You could take snapshots. You could let them know that you're pissed off that it looks like nobody's doing anything about this. Why does the Big Meg show have to be the one to put together all the information?
Right.
They've got better intelligence organizations than we do, and they're being paid to do it.
All right, give me a second. I'm going to get this set up.
The criminality and the offensiveness of this, there's nobody in our audience that should be surprised or be shocked or think, oh my gosh, I don't think it happened. We have plenty of evidence in this whole story. You guys can always rewind the show, but share it with your friends. Let them know that they got lied to. And I don't care if they're liberals. Tell them you got lied to. The Big Ming Show did the evidence. And I want to help the liberals as much as the Democrats when it comes to saving the country. Because at the end of the day, I'll fight for everybody's right for freedom of speech.
All right, Lance, I'm going to bring this back up. Ready? Here's this other one you wanted, right?
Yeah, and so this is a letter to Dr. Morins, and they're basically calling him out on the lies. And as you can see the date, George, I think it's June 23.
June 29, 2023. I'll read it. Documents in possession of the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. Select Subcommittee suggests that you may have used your personal email to avoid transparency and the Freedom of Information Act FOIA, potentially intentionally deleted federal records and acted in your official capacity to disparage your fellow scientists, including by encouraging litigation against them. Further, your emails also raise concern that you may have knowledge or information suggesting, Dr. Anthony Fauci, former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, wished to influence the COVID-19 origins narrative without his fingerprints. This is very troubling and raises serious questions. As such, we are requesting documents and communications from your personal email and cell phone that are responsive to the Select Subcommittee's investigation. Additionally, pursuant to the Select Subcommittee February 13, 2023 letter, we request you sit for an in-person transcribed interview on August 2, 2023. You know, Lance.
Troubling my ass. Not for nothing. How about criminal?
Not for nothing. He already broke the law. They know it.
Yeah.
They should just charge him. And then come at him with all this other stuff. See what kind of deal he wants to make.
Exactly.
You know, that's exactly what I would do.
Just like they would do to you, George Valentin. They would hit you with a charge, then they would supersede the indictment and raise all your charges, and then they would say, "Well, you know, you're looking at 100 years, George Valentin. Listen, we'll cut you a deal right now. We'll give you immunity, but now you got to cooperate." You think this guy wouldn't squeal like a little pig?
I mean,
I know he would. He's a doctor. He's not going to hold up.
Still walking around, like you would think that. I don't want to say it, but you would think that, you know, some crazy person might just, you know. I don't know. I don't want to say it because then they'll come after me.
At the end of the day, again, we'll put that link in the chat. This is a lot of information I've thrown out yet. And I understand that some of it was, technical. It's pretty complicated. Obviously, I'm not a scientist. I don't know that I did a great job of describing it for you. But at least now you have the links. This is the piece that was missing. And here's the proof that they did it. Of course, I'm not an expert. I'm not an attorney by any means. But I think that they have everything enough to charge people. There's no reason these people are still not in jail, but I kind of know why they're not. Because at the end of the day, of course, our congressional members are unwilling and in their own way are cowards. And we're going to talk about that next when we talk about the FISA court warrants here in a minute.
All right.
George, any last words on that story?
Yes. So really, you know, nobody's going to do nothing for us. We know that. The only way anything's going to get done is if we, the people, do something. And why not get together and get a class action lawsuit on them? I think it's a great idea. I would do it.
Lawfare is a great weapon. At the end of the day, there's probably plenty of attorneys out there that lost loved ones. Why don't you guys put your juice together and go after these people? Because I don't believe they have sovereign immunity. And right now, Fauci's got literally $20, $30, $40, $50 million he made on the patents that he's made under the table. You've got some deep pockets here. You obviously have other doctors that were involved. You got the NIAID who's involved and they're well-funded. You've got Eco Health Alliance who's involved and they're well-funded. You've got deep pockets. I don't understand why somebody doesn't go after them, especially for somebody that lost somebody they cared about.
You know, Lance, we're going to go take a commercial break. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you like hell froze over. And I'm going to tell you why, seriously. Because I was in shock.
Chilly.
Lance was in shock. I mean, you're going to be in shock because it's shocking. It really is. It has to be. You'll see in a few. Seriously, don't go nowhere because it's a video too. And I'm being 100% real. It's not a meme or nothing. You're going to be shocked.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue-collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way.
Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound. Brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.
Welcome back to the Big Mix Show. Here we host Lance Migliaccio and George Ballantyne. And don't forget our beautiful sponsors, Beard Vet Coffee, the best coffee around, owned by veterans. They support veterans. Go to beardvet.com. Use coupon code THEBIGMIG in all caps. Then you have Sea of Mud Patriotic Apparel. He's got patriotic shirts for women, men, children. He's got all kinds of stuff on there, decals, patches, posters, SeaOfMud.com, The Big Mig in all caps, coupon code. You get a 15% discount he gives you. Can't beat that. And also, you got the home of the Big Mig shirts.
Exactly.
That's just a bonus right there. And if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. You're losing out. You're missing out because those
missing
shirts are going to mean
great coffee, something. I can tell you that.
Yeah, right? Hey, cheers, Lance. Here's the coffee. Someone was making fun of me the other day for the way I say coffee. I don't understand.
Well, you say potato, I say potato.
So
who gives a shit as long as we get the right message across?
I want to get to this story. Hell freezes over. So this is unbelievable because you would never think this would happen. So, you know, Trump hating former acting FBI director, you know, this beautiful guy, Andrew McCabe, you know, the lying SOB, finally comes clean, Lance, after years of lying. And guess what he said? He said
that doesn't even seem possible. You're telling me Andrew McCabe made a truthful statement?
We got the video too to prove it. So he said,
"Holy crap!
Carter Page FISA application to spying on Trump was wrong and a mistake." I'm going to say that again. He said Carter Page FISA application to spy on Trump was wrong and a mistake. That's a big mistake. I mean, come on. He was on actually, and he said this. You're going to love this part, everybody. He said this on none other than CNN's with Trump-hating Jim Acosta. He said on Wednesday to defend the FISA secret spying on American
citizens. The Communist News Network?
I mean,
there is a God if actually something truthful got exposed on CNN. Unbelievable. Go ahead, George.
I mean, listen. I was like, no. I thought it was a meme that somebody made, you know, all them great memers they make. I really did. But it wasn't because I looked it up. And, like, I was like, huh? That's how bad it was. So, I mean, listen, McCabe finally admitted the application used by the deep state
But, you know, there's people that say there is no deep state. But he said, used by the deep state to spy on Trump and his administration in an attempt to bring him down was a mistake. Deep state mistake. You get it? I don't get it. I don't know. And then Jim Acosta's face, he wasn't expecting it. He was like, you got to see it. We're going to show the video. You know Jim Acosta's face? He's like,
you got to give Jim Acosta's quote and McCabe's quote here, George, because this is just... It's freaking unbelievable. This is like hell has frozen over.
So Jim Acosta, back to Trump's post on True Social, Andrew. He's calling on House Republicans to block reauthorizing it. FISA, right? Saying, kill FISA. It was used illegally against my campaign. They spied on my campaign. Is there any truth to this? I know we're going to back over, but relatively speaking, some ancient history and one of Trump's old... complaints dating back to the 2016 campaign. Here's Andrew McCabe. I'm quoting. He may be referring to the FISA that was obtained to surveil Carter Page. We know now there was many mistakes in that FISA. Those are all regrettable. So after 8 years, Andrew McCabe finally comes clean. I mean,
hell has frozen over, and this is proof that there is a God. Andrew McCabe told the truth for once in his entire life. I got to see this video. CNN. I haven't seen it yet. I got to see this.
On crazy. CNN. I mean, it is crazy. I mean, you want to see it now? Or you want me to keep going? There's more.
No, I want to see it now.
All right. You know what, Lance? Because whatever you need, bro, you got it. Here we go. Got
to see it.
Enjoy the show because this is real. This happened.
Back to Trump's post on Truth Social, Andrew, he's calling on House Republicans to block reauthorizing it, saying, quote, kill FISA. It was used illegally against my campaign. They spied on my campaign, end quote. Is there any truth to this? I know we're kind of going back over, relatively speaking, some ancient history and one of Trump's old complaints dating back to the 2016 campaign.
He may be referring to the FISA that was used, that was obtained to surveil Carter Page. We now know there were many mistakes in that FISA. Those are all regrettable.
Regrets? I have a few.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I know you're shocked right now, as I was. I don't blame you, because it's not often that you get on the liberal-hating media that we hate, you know, that they get thrown under the bus by another liberal, too, because it's you can't get better than that. That's like the, let me see, it's the end of the week, Lance? That's like the end of the week gift to enjoy your weekend.
That is definitely a gift.
From us to you. At the end of the day,
I'm sure CNN wanted to cut it out. I'm surprised they didn't beep him out. Beep, 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 beep. I'm surprised they even let him say that on air.
I wonder if that was I wonder if it was live.
But listen, he has a long history of lies. I mean, it's not just the Carter Page FISA warrant.
Primo just said, Primo, McCabe's fatal car accident in a couple of weeks will be regrettable too.
Yeah, exactly. He sees Hillary Clinton in his neighborhood. He better run.
Can he have Fauci in a car with him too? Primo, please. Let him take Fauci for a ride in that regrettable car accident, whatever he's getting.
Well, at the end of the day, you have to remember that Special Agent Robin Gritz, and of course, she wrote a letter to Judge Emmett G. Sullivan in support of her friend and colleague, retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, also our friend, who was to be sentenced. And in that letter, I think this is a pretty telling moment. I believe I have a unique inside view of the mannerisms surrounding Andrew McCabe, other FBI executive management and former director Mueller, as well as the unethical and coercive tactics they use not to seek the truth, but to coerce pleas or admissions to end the pain, as I call it. They destroy lives for their own agendas instead of seeking the truth for the American people. Candor is something that should be encouraged and used by leadership to have necessary and continued improvement. Under Mueller, it was seen as a threat and viciously opposed by those he pulled up in the chain of command. I am explaining this because numerous agents have expressed the need for you to know McCabe and Mueller's pattern of target and destroy has been utilized on many others without regard for policies and laws. I myself am a casualty of this reprehensible behavior and have spoken to well over 150 other FBI individuals who are also casualties as well. So this is, you know, McCabe has a book of deception, in my opinion. That's what he operates about it. He's also wrote about the setup of the White House of General Flynn in his book. He claimed he knew how many times and what time General Flynn commented on the black sky outside of the office during their infamous ambush, meeting in his office by corrupt cops, Strozik and Pienka. Of course, big history now. You can learn more about it in the Flynn documentary. He's got a big section on it. The only information that meeting released to date is a document drafted by Strozik a few months after the meeting took place. Now, of course, we all know that the Russian collusion hoax and the rest of that stuff was all crap. They fabricated it as an attack on Donald Trump and obviously his inner circle. Now, the DOJ also issued a report on McCabe. And, you know, there's lots of stuff. They chastised McCabe for leaking that the Clinton Foundation investigation was open, not to challenge the rationale for not sharing the investigation with the public. They also criticized McCabe for outing the Justice Department's officials trying to shut down the investigation. Of course, we should know about it. We pay for it. It's our money. It's our tax dollars. It's our salaries. It's government for the people, by the people. But of course, that's not how the DOJ operates. They think they're above the law. So lots of stuff in those reports about McCabe. His character's flawed. We already know all that. We've already seen that. At the end of the day, I think you have to keep that in mind when it comes to stories like this. But for you guys, you know what Section 702 is, because there's more to this story. This is obviously a big debate, Lance, on the Hill.
I just want to add something real quick to this.
Yes.
Real quick before we go on to that. So when McCabe was on with CNN with Jim Acosta, Jim Acosta really can't, you know, hit back and say it's wrong. You don't know what you're talking about, because here's the kicker. Ironically, McCabe was the one that signed off on that FISA warrant to spy on Carter Page and Trump administration. You can't get, like, that's just icing on the cake right there for you guys.
And you guys have to realize that the FISA, this whole debate on Capitol Hill, and we keep hearing FISA, 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 FISA. And for some of you guys, you might, hopefully you know from this show, you know what the Section 702 is, right? What it does is it allows government, U.S. government, to collect electronic communications and surveillance on non-Americans located outside the country without a warrant. Of course, what they've done is they've expanded the scope of it, and they're alleging that they're looking at acts of terrorism, you know, Christian nationalists, J6 attendees, people that go to their PTA meeting and argue with the DEI or the LGBTQT65-9506 agenda. And I call it that because every time I turn around, they got another letter on it, whether it's trans or otherwise. But you have to realize that Chris Wray's FBI illegally used FISA to spy on 278,000 Americans without a warrant. Now, if you guys understand the Bill of Rights and our rights, and you understand what that's all about, you know that they're not supposed to do that. They're not supposed to surveil people without warrants. That means they have to go and present the information to the court, and they have to get approval for the warrant. FISA stops that. So now you got 126 House Republicans, and this is what I was talking about earlier. It's not just these Democrats. It's these freaking Republicans. 126 of them voted to renew the FISA warrantless spy program. It was a vote of 273 to 147 in the House. Now, if you think about that, that means all those Republicans turned on the American public. Every single one of them that did that. It was going to expire on April 19th. We would have been done with this FISA. Not that they wouldn't have continued to spy. But you have to look, even former President Trump's official Cash Patel, which he's a great American. I love him. I love his relationship with Devin Nunes. He reminded Americans of the hundreds of thousands of times the DOJ and FBI used FISA. They spied on Flynn. They spied on Stone. They spied on Trump. They spied on every person that wasn't part of the deep state. And they're going to spy on you if they get the opportunity. And it doesn't matter what your politics are. Just don't agree with them and don't think they won't spy on you. So the report, we've got page 29 here, and this is now a top secret document that is now declassified. So we've got a page out of it, and you can see right here, George S. Media 7. It goes on, the assessed queries did not meet the querying standard. These are all the queries related to this, and this is just the first part of it. Now, on Media 8, Cash Patel gives you the rest of it and talks about, did a single person in Congress ask Gray why the FBI, now think about this, Republicans didn't ask. The Democrats didn't ask. And they know they're spying on Americans. And in many cases, we're not doing anything. They might have just visited Washington, D.C. and just happened to be there around the time the J6 was. And now they've been investigated by things like the FISA 702. But did anybody, did one single person in Congress ask Ray why his FBI illegally used FISA 702 against Americans 278,000 times, targeted at political donors and January 6th? Anyone in Congress have any desire to ask the necessary questions for actual accountability and reform instead of bickering over meaningless headlines? Well, of course, they use the headlines to distract us. At the end of the day, I've also got the list of the 86 Republicans. Now, Andy Biggs submitted that he wanted an amendment put with this. And I'm going to tell you another part of this FISA thing that just passed the House. He wanted the amendment to require a warrant to spy on Americans under FISA. Guess what, George? Once again, Republicans vote against the amendment, 86 of them this time. Now, these are the Republicans that sit up there and tell you, we're here for America. We're here for the people. We're going to help you guys. We're going to support you. We're going to hold some more committees and some subcommittees, and we're going to call some people in and act like we're questioning them and act like it matters so we can get some optics, get some camera time, and then we're not going to do jack shit. That's what they're telling you. George, throw up the list of these 86 Republican turncoat traitor scumbags. If any of you people are in the states where you voted for these people, realize they just turned on you.
You know what, Lance? You know what I find, like, and I know people were talking about it. Talk about all this FISA stuff, and they passed in the House. Like, what is, like, Speaker Johnson should have never let this happen. But bear in mind, he was just at Mar-a-Lago today with Trump. And Trump is, like, saying, oh, it's okay. Now, I don't know if there's ulterior motives to Trump saying that. For something else that we don't know, I don't know, 5D chess, I don't freaking know on this one.
This is a violation of the supreme law of the land. It's a violation against your civil rights. It's a violation of due process. It's deprivation of rights under color of law. It's misuse of government power. It's nonfeasance, misfeasance, and malfeasance by government officials. This is not legal to take a foreign surveillance system and turn it on Americans. They're trying to convince the public that it is. You guys should be pissed off. I know I'm pissed off. I know I don't like this, but you have to remember that these Republican lawmakers just passed the FISA renewal, regardless of the fact that it violates our supreme law of the land and all of our civil rights across this country. This opens the door for them to continue to do whatever the hell they want and spy on you, even when you don't deserve it. Maybe because the Big Mig show is putting this information out, they'll be spying on us. They're not going to find anything on my phone. What we talk about on the show is what we talk about behind the scenes. It's the same thing. There is no difference. So, we don't hide what we're doing. We don't have a hidden agenda here over at the Big Mig show. But I know George Ballantyne doesn't have a hidden agenda, that's for sure.
But, you know, everybody in Congress is exempt from this FISA process, which is, you know, I'm thinking, Lance, like in the beginning of our show, our intro, all men are created equal. I can tell you, I don't feel equal right now. Yeah, no American should feel equal right now because having them exempt from it, but not us. That's not equal.
And don't forget, that's exactly what they did, George. They gave themselves, you guys aren't aware of this yet, congressional executive branch now have an exclusion in this document they just passed because they modified it. Guess what? You can't use a FISA court warrant on a congressional member or any part of the executive branch without approval from the individual you're planning on surveilling. So they're going to go to Senator George Ballantyne. They're going to say, Senator Ballantyne, we're going to investigate you with a FISA court warrant. Is that okay with you?
That has a nice ring to it, by the way.
Senator George Ballantyne? Yeah, I think it does too. But George, Senator George Ballantyne, we want to investigate you using the warrantless FISA court warrant. Can we get your approval to do that?
Hell no! Are you crazy?
Yeah. Rules for thee, not for me. Once again,
proving that they are
not here for we the people. They are here for themselves only. They only give a shit about themselves between all the corruption, their book deals and their insider trading. And you got all these people that are geriatrics, that are retarded. They've got dementia and Alzheimer's. They're alcoholics. They're drug users. Their interns are having gay sex on desks. I mean, this is some crazy ass stuff going on in D.C. I mean, Nancy Pelosi passed it, so they put a liquor store inside the Capitol. Why does the Capitol need a liquor store? Explain that to me. Why do they keep creating laws that only apply to the general public? I'll tell you why, because we're letting them, because we're allowing them to have no accountability and no consequences. I can tell you this, the founders and framers right now are rolling over in their graves. They're embarrassed because we're all a bunch of cowards because we're not stopping these sons of bitches from doing this stuff. So here's more. Biden admin is lying about the inflation numbers because they've done kind of a reset on how inflation is calculated. Right now, top economists, including Barack Obama's Treasury Secretary, discover the real inflation numbers under Biden reached 18%. I believe they're higher and are still hovering at a 40-year high. So KGB telling you guys, you don't know what you're talking about, that bread isn't more expensive, the gas isn't more expensive, and that the Biden administration and our congressional members, Republicans and Democrats, are doing everything to help the country and they understand the plight of the American people. More lies. So this recent research paper by four noted economists, not just one, four, Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary under Barack Obama, former Harvard president, discovered the real inflation numbers using the pre-1983 calculations. So this is the highest inflation number our country has seen in 50, let me say that slowly, 50 years.
That's not what Biden said, though.
Yeah.
They said we got the best economy.
Inflation's Let's go low. Ahead and put the media 10 up, George.
Are you
which shows
sure,
Lance, the chart.
Not doctored? Come on.
Yeah. So you can see over there on the far right, the real numbers. Of course, I think these numbers are even low. So numerous commentators, including your press secretary, have defended President Biden's economic record and are puzzled why you, the American public, are so sour about the state of the economy. Unemployment rates have returned to pre-pandemic lows. Commentators correctly point out, and the official rate of inflation is declining. It's declining, guys. Your grocery bill's not higher. It's all in your imagination. You're not paying more at the pump. You're not paying more for rent. Your mortgage rates aren't going through the roof. Your rates on used car loans aren't through the roof. No, that's all in you. You guys are just, you must have done some drugs, or maybe you just have brain damage. You know, at the end of the day, none of that applies.
Let me just comment real quick about Please. Biden and all this. Biden.
I think that's accurate. I think it's very accurate. This is obviously this new paper by this group of economists kind of puts the nail in the coffin. At a minimum, 18%, 40-year high, as high as a 50, higher than it's ever been in 50 years. And they found the consumer sentiment, surprisingly, as measured by the widely used University of Michigan Index of Consumer Sentiment, correlated that people are pissed. They're not happy about this. They're not happy about the interest rates. They're not happy about any of it. Media 11 kind of gives you an overview of some of that unhappiness.
We're sorry to make you unhappy right now. It's actually not us. So I'm going to retract that statement. We're sorry the Biden administration is making everybody
well,
unhappy.
It's a serious show. I'm not trying to make you unhappy, but I want you to take the evidence. And when some crazy-ass neighbor next to you go, Joe Biden, ask them how much they like the inflation. When they tell you no, then you can just print a copy of this paper out, and you can just hand it to them and say, well, here's the real numbers. You guys got lied to. Here's the real numbers.
Why does Joe Biden's advisor keep criticizing his boss?
This just in, inflation is headed in the wrong direction.
A larger than expected jump.
Prices up 3.5%.
For the third straight month, prices have gone up more than expected.
The prices are really ridiculous.
I just paid over $10 for two burritos and a drink.
Almost $30 for just a burger and some fries.
It's not cheap. It looks cheap, but it's not.
It hurts your pockets.
Do you know how much one of these costs? Two freaking dollars.
The rising cost of car insurance and repair.
Price hikes continue at the pump. Gas prices in Arizona jumped again.
We're supposed to skip the power bill this month so we can buy groceries or the mortgage.
Biden's former chief of staff is critical of him for focusing in, talking a lot about infrastructure instead of issues like inflation.
In a world where inflation is rising at double digits, inflation is coming down in America.
Prices are still high. Price of gasoline is still high. You know, other prices are still high, and people feel that pinch.
Think about it. Oh, this is horrible. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to tell you what happened today to me. This is a true story. Happened today, and it just dawned on me. Could be because of Biden inflation. I don't know. So I was doing work today. I had to install these outside ceiling fans on these big tents, huge tents. three different tents, four fans. So I had to bring the scaffolding every time for each section. I had to bring it down, put it back up, bring it down, put it back up. So they called me for lunch inside there, you know. All right, going in this big kitchen. You know what they fed me? They fed all everybody. Soup. Do I look like the kind of guy that's going to be satisfied over some soup? Now, I just don't. I mean, this really happened today. I'm like, maybe that's because of Biden inflation. I don't know, but come on. You guys all know how I like to eat. And I'm doing physical work, soup. Damn Biden. And this happened. True story. It's unbelievable. You know what? Biden's turned my mother into a sailor. She curses when anything on TV about Biden or LGBTQ, whatever you want to call it. Man, this the mouth on my mother. Her? Oh, my God.
So, again, our administration jumps in and decides that they're going to continue to buy votes. And they're going to ignore one of the highest rulings from the Supreme Court. Joe Biden goes against the SCOTUS ruling and decides he's going to give more student loan debt forgiveness to the tune of $7.4 billion more. So he canceled another 7.4, even though SCOTUS told him he didn't have the right to do that. What's he doing? That's for 277,000 more Americans. He's trying to buy more votes. This is his solution, right? Let's buy votes by violating the law. Let's act criminally. And your Congress goes right along with it. He's using these workarounds to circumvent the Supreme Court. That is illegal. At the end of the day, he should be impeached immediately.
I was just going to say that. It's impeachable.
And I think most of Congress should be impeached. I think at the end of the day, they should all be recalled. This is disgusting. Now, it doesn't stop there. You know about the border invasion. Iowa governor legalizes, finally somebody steps to the plate, arresting immigrants from the border invasion. Well, thank goodness there's at least one governor, Kim Reynolds, taking a big step and going against the federal administration. And this should be going on in every state. Listen, you guys. Martha's Vineyard used our military and in 2 days threw out every illegal immigrant, bust them right out in 2 days. Why shouldn't we be doing that in every state across the country? And why shouldn't the military be doing it? You guys can let us know in the chat. Change my mind. It's a famous Steve Crowder line. Change my mind. George, this last item you pulled up, this is such a bunch of garbage that Speaker Johnson introduced a bill requiring proof of citizenship to vote. It's garbage. You want me to tell you why it's garbage?
Sure.
Why Johnson is full of it? There's already a law against non-citizens voting in our elections. Title 18 U.S. Code Section 611 in the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigration Responsibility Act of 1996 makes it illegal for non-U.S. citizens to vote in federal elections, including presidential elections. So why does Speaker Johnson have to introduce a bill that they're all going to reject? We already have a law on the books. They can't vote legally. They're full of it.
You know what's even funnier? Is he did this at Mar-a-Lago today.
The freaking guy is full of it. He doesn't even understand our own laws. Pick up a law book. I mean, please, do us a favor, would you? And stop acting like an idiot. You're an idiot.
You want to play Johnson. That video?
You don't know your own laws.
You want to play it?
Let me say it one more time. Title 18 U.S. Code Section 611. You go look at it yourselves. You'll see everything in there. You need to tell Johnson he's a friggin' moron.
There they are. Want to play the video?
Mm-hmm. Please.
By the way, before I play the video, Warhamster was in the chat tonight. I don't know if you remember that name, Lance. Just think Oklahoma. He was sitting with us. He's from New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, he's in the chat. All right, here's the video.
That's great. What we're going to do is introduce legislation to require that every single person who registers to vote in a federal election must prove that they're an American citizen first. They have to prove it. That will be a new part of the federal law and a very important one. Our bill will establish new safeguards. It'll put us on par, by the way, with virtually every other democracy around the world that also prohibits non-citizen voting. And this is a critical thing for us to do at a very critical time. Our bill also will require states to remove non-citizens from their existing voter rolls. That's a big problem, too. And it will provide access to databases from the Department of Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration to help the states administer this. As the entity that is responsible for regulating federal elections, Congress has this responsibility. We cannot wait for widespread fraud to occur, especially when the threat of fraud is growing with every single illegal immigrant that crosses that border. This is something most Americans are deeply concerned about. The latest poll says 78% of the Americans who are polled say that preventing illegal immigrants from voting in our elections is a top priority. In every place I've gone around the country, whether it's out west, Midwest, Long Island, Deep South, it doesn't matter. Everybody is concerned about this. We have a job to do. Here's what you need to look for, and I'll turn it back to the president. When we put this bill on the floor, you're going to see a record vote by Republicans and Democrats. You'll see that the Republicans stand for election integrity. And then we'll be able to ask this very important question of the Democrats. They're going to have to go on record. Do you believe that Americans and Americans alone should be the ones who vote in American elections? We're about to find out their answer. And I think that will be a very interesting one for everybody to see.
You know, I don't hear him talking about in this bill about anything about getting rid of the machines, which they need to do. But here's the thing. This bill, it can go to Congress. They can pass it. But when it gets to the Senate, it's going to get knocked down because, you know, the liberals, they don't want nothing to do with that. They need to keep cheating to win.
California's been allowing illegal immigrants to vote for years. Why didn't they use the federal law I just described to stop them? Why didn't they criminally charge the governor? Governor Newsom's responsible. Nancy Pelosi's responsible. They've been violating federal statute. Now, let me be clear, guys. You got to remember, you go ahead and I dare you to violate a federal statute. They'll bring the full force and effect against you. They'll come after you with everything they got. And that's the key, George. Am I right?
You are. I mean, look, they had how many... You had in Texas, we had almost over a million right now people. They all of a sudden register without IDs and stuff across Texas, Georgia, Arizona. There's another state. I don't know. I can't remember the other state, but
the statutes are already on the books. We don't need new laws. It's not legal for an illegal immigrant to vote. It's not legal for a state to say it's authorized. You can't do it. It's a crime. If it was you guys, you'd already be in jail. At the end of the day, they only want to weaponize the law against us. And this is the truth. It's a tyrannical government at this point, and that's how they're operating. We're going to need a peaceful solution. At the end of the day, we have to get these people out of D.C. George, I know you got something you want to cover here. Let's roll, brother. What do you got?
I don't. We actually got to close out, Lance, because it's getting late, and we got the other thing to do.
Oh, I got you.
You know what I mean? So,
all right.
You
listen,
Cheddar Steve. Yo, thanks for smashing that, bro. Appreciate you. Had to say that, Lance. He's cracking me up.
Okay, all you guys, thumbs up, like, comment, share. Oh. Get people to watch this show. There was lots of great information in the show. George, you got something?
Yeah, I just remembered, Lance. So Monday night, we're most likely going to be doing a show at 8 p.m. Eastern because we're going to be in Vegas. And by the time this event finishes and the time difference, so just Monday, just this Monday, guys, so relax. 8 p.m. Eastern is going to be the showtime.
And right, also,
it's good for that. You're good with that?
We're going to be streaming the CSPOA event all day.
On Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little sneeze there.
That's all right. God bless you.
So, yeah. If you like the show, thumbs up, comment, share, like, subscribe. Subscribe to us over on X. We need all the subscribers. G. Ballantine, The Big Mig Show, Lance Migliaccio. Get other people to subscribe. Tell them that it's worth following us. Let people know who we are. I think there's a bunch of great stuff in this thing, in our show tonight. Take it, share it, do short form, give them the links, do everything you can, because obviously this is all actionable information and intel we provided you guys tonight. If you can, give us a paid subscription over on Locals. Give us a paid subscription here on Rumble. Whatever you can do, it's only a couple of bucks. It's not very expensive. It's monthly. It goes towards the show. If you can tip us whenever you're doing well, again, we know you guys are having a hard time. We're not trying to make things worse for you. Obviously, we have expenses just like traveling. We appreciate the people that contribute to the traveling. Anything you can do towards our trips is always greatly appreciated because we are going to be on the ground. We're going to do some short form content about the NAB, the National Audio Broadcasters event. Hopefully, we'll see some people there that are big names from around the globe. We'll try to grab some interviews for you guys. That's why we're going to be in Vegas. And of course, we're going to the CSPOA event. We'll be with our friend Mike Flynn. We'll be with Mike Lindell. We'll be with, Tina Peters is going to be there. Joe Altman's going to be there. There's just a ton of people that are going to be there. A bunch of people speaking. Frank Speech is covering. News media from all around the globe is going to be covering the event. We're going to stream that event. We got approval to stream it. So we're going to stream it on all our platforms. You guys will get the benefit. You'll be able to go in and out. It's going to be on for 6, 7, 8, 9 hours. So I don't expect you to watch the whole thing. Go in when you can. We're going to try to put up kind of the itinerary of when people are speaking. We'll let you know about that. I think it's Wayne Root's going to be there. That's another great one. George Ballantyne's going to be there. Another great one. Myself, the big Meg, the big giant head will be there. My head will be there.
Lance,
at the end of the day.
Okay, I just want to throw them real quick before they cut off. So don't forget, my personal assistant, Richard Sparza, on Getter and True Social. Rat Dog 2020, don't forget her. JW Racing, don't forget him. The other girl, those are mods. Patriot Princess, I don't know if she's on. She got kicked out of X because they're communist. JoJo Starbucks, she's there. Susan Rice. Big Hazel 01. What's up, Big Hazel 01? You're late. Alley Cat 62. I just got to give shout-outs because you guys are all great.
Yeah, we appreciate Liberty you guys. Bell. You guys make the show super enjoyable to do.
Farmer, the other girl. Mona. Don't forget Mona. Can't forget Mona. Am I forgetting anybody?
Now, if you're watching Cheddar the Big Steve? Mig and you want to sponsor, send George an email, gb@thebigmig.com, or send me the email, lm@thebigmig.com. We'd love to have more sponsors. Obviously, that'll allow us to grow the show even more rapidly than it's already growing. Yeah.
Just make sure you check your emails. Hint, hint.
Yes, yeah, that's a hint to me. George gets worried because my email box gets full.
Actually, that was just Patriot Princess, but it is to you too, though.
No doubt, but here's the deal. Let me say this also. Don't forget, you can now take the Big Mig Show with you. You can download our audio file episodes on every single platform. Nobody has thrown us off yet. I don't know if they eventually will, but they haven't thrown us off yet. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, Google, Samsung, you name it, Podbean. We're on all of them, about 55 or so right now and counting, plus the international ones. So get over there. Take the Big Mig with you. If you can't watch us, then download the podcast.
Have a beautiful weekend. Maybe I'll throw up a video for my plane and a flight. I don't know. We'll just give you some videos.
God, country, family.
God bless. Love yous all. Primo, don't forget Primo too, my God. RNC. What is it? His channel? Oh my God, I can't remember. Sorry, Primo.
RCC.
Oh yeah, RCC podcast. Don't forget him too. And Warhamster. You guys have a lovely weekend. Frosty 18. Peace out.
God bless. And Godspeed.
Let's make America savage again.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue-collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound, brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee, make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, A Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.